Hacking infrastructure. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The operator of a pipeline that transports fuel across the East Coast says it's the victim of a ransomware attack. Colonial Pipeline did not say what was demanded or by whom, but ransomware attacks typically involve criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment to release it. The company's temporarily halted all pipeline operations. Colonial Pipeline transports gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and home heating oil from refineries primarily located on the Gulf Coast through pipelines running from Texas to New Jersey, roughly 45% of all fuel consumed on the East Coast. The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the situation, and the federal government is working with state and local authorities to mitigate any potential supply issues. Authorities in Afghanistan say a bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of Kabul Saturday, killing at least 30 people, many of them between 11 and 15 years old. The Taliban has condemned the attack and denied any responsibility. Israeli police have beefed up forces in East Jerusalem and blocked busloads of Muslim pilgrims headed to the Al-Aqsa Mosque for the holiest night of Ramadan. The actions are threatening to escalate already heightened religious tensions. Palestinian medics say more than 200 Palestinians were wounded in clashes Friday night. Israeli police say 18 officers were also injured. Scotland looks like it could be headed for a new referendum on independence from the United Kingdom, following elections that have given the Scottish National Party a dominant position in the Scottish Parliament. While her party is short of a majority, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says,
"It looks as if it is beyond any doubt that there will be a pro-independence majority in that Scottish Parliament. And by any normal standard of democracy, that majority should have the commitments it made to the people of Scotland honoured."
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.